Plato, I believe, knew the answer, that the earth itself is always trying to realign us with her, else he could not have with such certainty stressed the importance of holding our eyes, controlling our minds, our thoughts. So as we read about this latest Khan, this happiness project coming out of Bhutan, let's keep in mind that it is an effort to claim our eyes across society, because, and this is going to tie into our discussion with Karl Popper too, because he emphasized that Plato didn't just emphasize conning the people, but also conning that intermediary class and statesmen for that matter. And we'll talk more about that, because I think this need to claim our eyes across society is implied when this economist columnist writes, quote, "One reason to be optimistic is that many of these reforms have strong support from the generation of leaders now rising to the top of the corporate world, who are often deeply unhappy with the practices and norms bequeathed by their elders," other than Sir Richard, of course. And that's from an economist column of a year ago. He continues, "With leadership from progressive business, we should be able to satisfy the material and non-material well-being needs, though not the created wants of 9 billion people." So you see, always, they claim the lexicon, right? They're going to tell us they can satisfy our well-being needs. And presumably that equals what science tells us we need. The ideology science. Science being a chief means of keeping us asleep, as it implies that others must do the thinking, while we must be weak adjuncts of those minds. And his want, because he says power won't be able to satisfy our wants, presumably that equals what our bodies merely, trivially say, as trivial as the people who harvest the food we need to exist. Bodies, we are led to think, perform for the system. That's their purpose. They don't speak the earth's truth. And to do so, provide this leadership they claim for themselves, that's going to require, quote, business to think very differently about its role and how it operates. That's why at the B Team, we understand that the sustainable business of the future bottom line, the future of leadership and future incentives will all need to be defined by their ability to ecologically, efficiently satisfy our well-being needs, unquote. That's from Jules Peck. And of course, once again, only if they control the definitions. And while it's primarily PR, I think it has a intended simultaneous side effect of putting businessmen and statesmen who profess independence on notice. Expect that things will be different. We big boys will amass massive dollars. You little ones, get used to disappointment, because the cattle are restless, so nothing else now takes precedence over getting past this global threat. And we intend to lead us all out of it, unquote, from me. And although the UN initiative presents itself as a separate effort, these guys and women too, a few, are a very small tribe. So there's a lot of crossover in their planning bodies. Power is power is power, whatever mask it wears, in efforts of global paradigm redesign. And there's only one planet yet to rule so far, which is another reason why we better hurry up and get past these small people. But recalling that our focus, no less than powers, on its vision, must be on bringing into being a future based on free human beings, if we want it, I'd advise to recognize the obvious when we see it and not waste too much time investigating in order to prove that they collude. And it beggars belief to pretend to think that Sir Richard's and Bond's and the World Bank chief's efforts are completely distinct But here's a tip of that iceberg for any that need it. And this was a post I found from something called Natural Capitalism Solutions. I have no idea what they do. I don't care. All I posted it for was to show the interlinkages. And it's just a small example of the interlinkages, because she was asked to serve with Sir Richard on the B team thing, and she was asked to serve on the Bhutan International Expert Working Group to save us all from themselves. And reading her post brought up an, at first, unaccountable sadness. Her need to trumpet her achievements is so like what I see in those abandoned children of 2 or 3 or 13 or 33 whose eyes seek yours and say, look at me, look at me. We are all abandoned children under class's regime. And forgive the seeming excess, but this talk of being abandoned here pitches me into a needed digress. And this is particularly up for me because my grandchild is being subjected to what I consider to be a soul-crushing preschool. When I described its rigidity to another member of the Berkeley Liberation Radio Collective at our last meeting, he said, it sounds like Montessori, and he got it in one. It was, or rather, unfortunately, is. And he said, that's what they're known for. He thinks of them as keep it in its container. Oh my God, was that ever apt? His three-year-old goes to a preschool that uses the method of learn by play, to which I would add that we adults need to learn this from the toddlers.